Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Elizabeth Crawley, and here's what's happening. A Collingdale, Delaware County police officer resigned after just a few days on the force. That's because he's facing charges in connection with a road rage incident that happened nearly 2 years ago. KYW's Tim Jimenez tells us it's another blow to the Collingdale community, which is in desperate need for more officers.
The Collingdale police force is so thin right now, they needed to have an emergency swearing-in ceremony on Sunday to get Kevon Darden on the job. But Darden's tenure was over in days. He resigned after he was officially charged for an April 2023 incident. Authorities say Darden pointed a gun at a dump truck driver while on the Blue Route here in Delaware County. He was a Cheney University officer at the time, and he denied that he pulled out a gun. He's charged with simple assault, harassment, and terroristic threats, and he tells NBC 10 he's going to fight the allegations. This was all very surprising to Collingdale Borough Manager C. Michael Robinson, who spoke with NBC 10.
We started to receive reports about Mr. Darden's alleged criminal activity or behavior. That information was found unsubstantiated.
Robinson questions the timing of the charges and wonders if race had anything to do with this, mentioning an incident months ago hiring another black cop. They represented their hometown in life, and now they're being honored for it after their deaths. Hockey star Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew have been posthumously awarded the Philadelphia Sports Writers Association's Native Sons Award. The award is given to local athletes who succeed in their sport, proudly representing their hometown. Their parents accepted the award on their behalf. Here's their mother, Jane.
We as parents have always been so proud of our children, but it has been amazing to us to see how many other people throughout the world have seen of our boys. So many people from literally all over the world have reached out to tell us stories about the impact they have had on so many people. And it's been quite healing to Guy and I.
During their annual dinner last night, the Sports Writer Association raised money for an adaptive playground for special needs kids that the Gaudreaus are trying to build in their son's honor at Archbishop Damiano in Westville, Gloucester County. They're trying to raise $600,000 for it. You can donate at adsschool.org. Former Phillies manager Charlie Manuel honored for winning the battle of his life.
I didn't ever think about having courage. I thought about getting well and living, and I started about and things like that.
The Philadelphia Sports Writers Association presented the 81-year-old Manuel with its annual Most Courage Award. He had a stroke in September 2023.
Life is kind of hard. You go down some rough roads, but you got to stay in there, and you can't give up.
Manuel said he still has ups and downs with his recovery, but he's getting better. And he has high expectations for this season.
And the Phillies are the team to beat in our division. And we definitely got the talent to win a World Series. And 2025 is going to be the year. That's all. Thank you.
Spring training gets underway in 3.5 weeks. Do you notice a lot of people coughing when you go out these days? It's because they are. The CDC has tracked high levels of respiratory illnesses like the flu and COVID in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware since the beginning of the year. KYW's Nigel Thompson spoke to KYW medical editor Dr. Brian McDonough about the uptick in cases.
Dr. Brian McDonough said if there's any time of the year for you to get a respiratory illness, it's likely to happen when it's cold.
You probably can't even go shopping without seeing people who are coughing. It's definitely out there. And the various forms, the viruses that cause it are also out there as well. This is the time of year, you know, viruses just love it.
Why do they love it? As McDonough explains, when it gets cold, we tend to go inside. And it is in those close quarters where respiratory illnesses love to spread through microscopic droplets coughed or sneezed into the air.
Just one person comes in and starts coughing, other people in the same room will inhale those droplets.
The heavy hitters of cold season are also back, with flu season in full swing and COVID still hanging around despite vaccines that help reduce the severity of symptoms. Another that spreads more commonly among children but also hits adults is RSV, or respiratory syncytial virus, which can be mistaken for either a common cold or the flu or COVID.
McDonough says if you're sick, stay home, and if you think you have either the flu or COVID, visit your doctor. That's the All Local. I'm Elizabeth Crawley. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.